With the Sagebrush Roundup. Now, this program comes to you by transcription for the Albert Laboratories, and the main round, the whole Sagebrush Roundup, opens at 8 o'clock sharp tonight at the Carmichael Auditorium in Clarksburg. Before we really start things moving along, I want to tell you something. There's no need for you to be going around coughing and wheezing and sneezing this fall. No, sir. If you're suffering from the discomforts of bronchial asthma or hay fever, just get yourself some Restorine. R-E-S-T-I-R-I-N-E. Restorine. And if Restorine doesn't clear up your trouble, if it doesn't get rid of that coughing, wheezing, and sneezing caused by bronchial asthma or hay fever, why, by golly, we'll give you back every nickel that you spent for Restorine. You don't risk 1 cent. If you're troubled with coughing spasms due to colds, wheezing, and shortness of breath, get a bottle of Restorine. If it doesn't clear those air passages of phlegm, if it doesn't give you the relief you have a right to expect, your money will be refunded. Your druggist has Restorine, so get a bottle tomorrow, sure. Well, boys, let's go to work. How about a hoedown here to start things going? Ted? All right, Ted, get up here and sit for us, son. Go right ahead. It's all yours. Yes, sir. That's fine, Ted. Thank you very much. Now, I think just to make things right with everybody, knowing that these boys have to get on with another program in a couple of minutes, we'll have Grandpa Jones and his grandson come up and do our first bit of singing. Yes, sir. It's a song that you'll enjoy. The boys got the words all written down here, too.
Not all of them.
Not all of them. You know part of them, do you, Grandpa?
Yeah, I hope.
Yeah, well, good. How about singing the Rainbow's End for us?
I've traveled this whole world over, and now I'm going down to the rainbow's end. From twilight till dawn, searching on and on, till I come to the rainbow's end. I'm with there are treasures of silver and gold.
Thank you very much. We'll see you down there on the show, too, a little bit later on those two shows. The first one at 8 and the second one at 10 o'clock. Want to tell you about that, friend, while we're getting ready for this next number. Tonight, down at the Carmichael Auditorium, we're going to have two shows, you know. So if you can't make the first one at 8 o'clock, sit down there at 10 o'clock and you'll see a real Halloween party. Well, I think right now would be a good time to ask Mr. Buddy Starkey to come up here and sing a little song for us. Buddy's been doing a swell job down there, kind of helping me emcee the Sagebrush Roundup, and he doesn't get a chance to sing very much, so we're going to put you on his record, son, to make sure you're going to sing.
Well, I'm glad you didn't forget me, and the title of the tune is Don't Forget Me, Little Darling.
Don't forget me, little darling. When from you I'm far away. But remember, little darling, we may meet again someday. Don't forget the night we parted. We sitting side by side when you whispered that you loved me. You had gained my love and pride. At my window sat and lonely. Often do I think of you, and I wonder, little darling, if you ever think of me. You may meet with fairer faces. But remember, little darling, no one loves you as I do. You may meet with many strangers. They too may love you. But remember, little darling, you are always in my dreams. If you ever leave me, darling, what would this world mean to me? Nothing but a stream of sorrow. What pleasure would I ever see?
Thank you, son, thank you. You did awful fine, I'm proud of you. Well, if you haven't seen Salt and Peanuts down at the Carmichael Auditorium, along with little Buddy Frank and Lulu, you've missed an awful lot. You can't always tell when they sing just how they look. Now, Salt, he's a little skinny fella, a little bitty, delicate-looking boy, just about my size. Or are you? Or are you? Aren't you a little delicate fella?
Are I?
Uh-huh.
He's kind of puny-looking, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he is.
Puny, how you spell it?
He and Buddy Starcher are going to be
good. How do you spell puny?
Huh?
How do you spell puny?
This isn't one of those question programs, son. You're supposed to think. Something ought to be done about that, you know?
I thought maybe it was P-O-N-Y, puny.
Oh.
Gal invited me to dine. I went prepared to eat. But all she placed upon my plate was chicken, necks, and feet. something gonna be done about that. Something gonna be done about that. Believe it or not, strange it seems, something gonna be done about that. The other day, grandmother had to send for Dr. Keith. She said grandfather bit her when she sat on his false teeth. Something gonna be done about that. Something gonna be done about that. Believe it or not, strange it seems, something gonna be done about that. I sell you a small bathrobe by Ask Little Herman Krause. Says I never wear one, there's no bathtub in our house. Something gonna be done about that. Something gonna be done about that. Believe it or not, strange it seems, something gonna be done about that. An old maid died and in her bustle they made quite a fine. They found $5,000, that's a lot to leave behind. Something gonna be done about that. Something gonna be done about that. Believe it or not, strange it seems, something gonna be done about that.
Thank you very much, Salt and Peanut. Thank you kindly. Well, folks, I want to tell you once again so that you will know just exactly what we're doing. The program that you're listening to is transcribed. We're making this especially for the makers of Respirine, R-E-S-P-I-R-I-N-E. Now, Respirine will clear up your troubles, your coughing, wheezing, and sneezing caused by bronchial asthma or hay fever. Now, if it doesn't, the makers of Respirine will refund every nickel that you have spent for it. This isn't the Big Sagebrush Roundup show, friends. This is merely, as I said, a little preview that we're having. Our big shows start at 8 and 10 at the Carmichael Auditorium tonight. Well, fellas, we've got the one record just about made now, and I think if you'd play a hoedown, we'd end up this record and get ready to turn it over and play it on the other side. Are you ready?